捷径空中美语
Landmark English
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒
哒哒哒
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒
Yeah, it's one of those old games from the original Nintendo Entertainment System, and it's one of the most popular and well-known games designed by Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, well, I couldn't tell if you were just trying to make up a new song, or maybe you were singing something from a movie or from the radio. I know you like video games, so I don't know all those tunes yet.
Well, there's all kinds. I mean, you've got Mario Brothers, you've got Super Mario Brothers. Do you recognize that?
That one sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, well, these games, they were all created by Shigeru Miyamoto. And that's what we began talking about yesterday. It's what we're going to continue talking about today on Landmark English. Hey, Stephanie, you know what? I forgot to mention this yesterday.
What's that?
Speaking of video games and how I love video games, do you have one for me today?
A video game?
Well, yeah, like wrapped up in a box with some paper on it and maybe a little card that says, Happy Birthday, Bill.
Oh.
Because it's my birthday and you forgot.
Oh, Bill, I'm so sorry. I have some chocolate in my bag. Would you like that?
Ooh, that sounds good to
me.
While I eat my birthday chocolate, how about you read through the first paragraph?
Okay, it's a deal. Some of Miyamoto's notable titles include the Mario Brothers, and the Legend of Zelda series. His work typically focuses on imaginary worlds where players are encouraged to discover things for themselves. His use of recurring characters and basic storylines makes it easy for fans and first-timers to fall in love with a game.
Designing games like Super Mario Brothers and Ocarina of Time, Miyamoto has always shown a talent for satisfying gamers. Recently, he has done it again. Nintendo's launch of the Wii pushes the boundary of gaming innovation even further. The Wii's wireless controllers allow gamers to get in on the action as they swing their arms, legs, or hips to perform various tasks. Okay, so let's move on up to the first paragraph and start talking about these games Miyamoto has designed.
Well, two of the most notable titles are these, the Mario Brothers and the Legend of Zelda. I'm sure a lot of our listeners, Bill, have played these games before. Now, when you talk about something that's notable, you're saying it's really interesting, it's excellent, it's really unusual, so people notice it. They note it.
Yeah, exactly. If you note something, you write it down in a note. So it's like saying, that's so memorable, you want to have something written down to remind you, so you write it down because it was a notable thing. Now, their titles, again, we mentioned that before, it's the name of a game. And the two names, Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda, they're very famous in the video game industry. Now, his work typically focuses on imaginary worlds where players are encouraged to discover things for themselves. If his work focuses on this, it means this is like the main point or the central idea of his work. It's all about the kinds of games he makes, games with imaginary worlds.
Yeah, an imaginary world would be something that someone dreams up in their mind. It's really creative. You can see why this Shigeru Miyamoto is really creative. He's come up with some great new games. He changed the way people play video games.
He sure has. What he does, see, is he uses these recurring characters in his games and basic storylines, and this makes it easy for fans and first-timers to fall in love with the game. This is why his games are so fun, is that the characters in his games, they tend to move around from game to game, and it's not like they have this overall storyline that's got to be true, like if one person reads a book in one game, they have to know about it in another game. It's just that he uses the same characters, recurring characters. If something occurs, it happens. So, if you change that word a bit and make it recur, it means a thing that happens over and over and over. So, recurring characters, using it as an adjective to describe a noun, says that that thing, in this case, the people or characters, they appear over and over in his games.
He also uses basic storylines. A storyline is just the plot. So it makes it easy for people who play for the first time to really enjoy themselves. Now, he's designed games like Super Mario Brothers and Ocarina of Time, and in these games, he's always shown that he has a talent or a gift for satisfying gamers or people who play video games. When you satisfy someone, you make them feel really pleased by providing what they want or what they need.
And these are two very fun games. I played both. Ocarina of Time is one of the games in the Legend of Zelda series. It's a lot of fun, and it definitely does satisfy gamers. Now, recently, Miyamoto has done it again. Recently means it just happened in the past, very close to today, and that's obviously true, because we're talking about the Wii.
Now, Nintendo, the company he works for, has launched the Wii, and this pushes the boundary of gaming innovation even further. When you launch a product, we're saying you're putting it out there on the market. You're introducing it to the public because you want to sell it. Now, when you push the boundary of something, you try to go beyond the limit of what has been done before. You're doing something even more creative. Now, here we see that he's pushed the boundary of gaming innovation even further. When you innovate, you make things even more interesting and new. You come up with new ideas, new inventions. And he has continued to do this in the games that he has designed.
Right. So the gaming innovation here is the idea of innovating in the process of creating a video game. Now, what is it about the Wii that's innovative, that is brand new and different? Well, it's wireless controller, which means it doesn't have wires. It allows gamers to get in on the action as they swing their arms, legs, or hips to perform various tasks. Of course, the controller is what you put in your hand, what you move around to control the game, to direct what happens on the game. And here, this kind of controller, it allows gamers or gives gamers the ability to get in on the action.
When you get in on the action, this is a great phrase. It just means you become involved. You start participating rather than just sitting back and watching. So when you get in on the action, it means you are actively involved. And this is our Fun with Phrases phrase, listeners. So we've got some more examples for you on how to use this phrase, get in on the action. Where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm going down to the basketball court. There's a tournament being held today, and I'm going to get in on the action.
Since when do you play basketball?
Since last week. We started learning how to play in gym class, and I really got in on the action.
So do you really think you're good enough to play in a tournament already?
Sure, I'm sure. I can hit the rim every time I shoot the ball.
That's great, but you do know the object of the game is to get the ball in the basket, right?
You're kidding.
I'm afraid not. So, are you still going to get in on the action?
Maybe I'll go brush up on the rules first.
Okay, so these gamers are getting in on the action, having a lot of fun. And it's funny because we're making a bit of a joke. To get in on the action really means to take part. But action can involve movement, actually moving your body, doing actions with your body. And that's what the Wii is all about. Because you swing your arms, legs, or hips to perform various tasks. Wow, swinging your arms, legs, or hips, it kind of sounds like a dance, Stephanie.
You might as well be dancing. You're moving your arms back and forth, and your legs are moving depending on what you want to accomplish with that little controller, the Wii, that you have in your hand. Now, I don't have any real experience, but Bill tells me it's a lot of fun.
Well, right. You move the little controller all over the place. You got to move your arms, move your body in order to control the game, and that's all connected to the fun you're having while you play. Okay, before we continue, let's listen to some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 在今天的文章，首先我们来看到，在第一段的最后一个句子写着 ，His use of recurring characters and basic storylines makes it easy for fans and first-timers to fall in love with the game。我们首先来看到 recurring 这个字呢，当作形容词，解释成为循环的。不过啊，我们要来看的这一句的主词非常的长，从 his 开始一直到basic storylines， 而动词则是单数的 makes，make 后面加上 it， 再加形容词 ，a for 呢代表的是对谁来讲，而在前面的这个 it 其实就代替后面的这个不定词片语 to fall in love with the game。使得这样的东西是成为容易的。我们其实在写作技巧里面呢，就可以提醒同学，有时候句子呢太复杂的时候，我们可以取一个代名词，像是 it 来代替后面的 that 所接的子句，或像这一句当中的一个不定词片语。再举个例子来说好了。It is impossible to master English in a month or two. 如果啊，要在一两个月当中就把英文专精学好是不太可能的。在这里我们就用 it 来代替后面的 to master English in a month or two. 接着我们来看到在第二段中间的句子写着 Nintendo's launch of the Wii pushes the boundary of gaming innovation even further.在这里的 launch 其实就是有开始出发的意思，很多产品的新上市我们就会用到 launch 这个字， launch 也常用来当作是动词，有送出或者是使升空，所以常常听到呢在做飞弹的试射，我们就可以说 launch a missile test， 或者是发动攻击，我们也可以说 launch an attack， 而后面的动词 push the boundaryBoundary 呢，指的就是境界、边界。另外一个跟它类似的 bound, B-O-U-N-D, 也是有解释成为境界、界限的意思。所以当我们说到超越可能的范围之外，那么我们就可以说 go beyond the bounds of possibility。在后面这里提到的一个生字 innovation, 则是有革新、创新的意思。所以在科技上面的革新呢，技术上面的革新，我们就可以说 technological innovation.
We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up our story about Shigeru Miyamoto. Welcome back to Landmark English. I'm Bill, here with Stephanie, and we're talking about Day 2 of Shigeru Miyamoto, A Legend in the Making. It's our people unit, and we've just taken a look at the first two paragraphs, so let's continue on in our story.
Miyamoto's contributions have not gone unnoticed.He was the first member ever to be voted into the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. Most recently, he took home a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Game Developers Choice Awards. But just how does he do it?
First of all, Miyamoto is a perfectionist. He is notorious for delaying the release of new games until they are just right. When I have an idea,I just don't get it out of my head until it is done the way I want it to be. Miyamoto said. The secret to his success is that he is always looking to expand Nintendo's audience using what he calls his wife-o-meter. If his wife is interested in a game he develops, Miyamoto knows he has something good. While no one knows exactly what the future of gaming will be, we can be sure that Shigeru Miyamoto will continue to inspire our imaginations by providing new worlds and ways waiting to be explored. So obviously, Miyamoto has done a lot to contribute to the gaming industry. When you contribute, it means that you give something to someone. In fact, it means that you give something good. You do some good work and you play an important part in some kind of activity or some kind of group. So we are saying that his contributions, that would be the things that he contributes, the noun version, his contributions have not gone unnoticed. Something goes unnoticed, it means, well, that nobody notices it, so no one really pays attention. But people are, of course, paying attention to Miyamoto's contributions.
That's right. In fact, he was the first member or person ever to be voted into the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. This sounds like a special Hall of Fame for people who design games like Miyamoto does. Now, if you're voted into a Hall of Fame, whether it's the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it means you've achieved quite a bit. You've had a lot of success in your lifetime, and people feel like you should be recognized for your success.
Exactly, and most recently, he took home a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Game Developers Choice Awards. So another award kind of similar to that, being in the Hall of Fame. This one is a Lifetime Achievement Award. When you achieve something, it means that you reach the goals that you had. For example, let's say you want to be a doctor. You will achieve that goal when you become a doctor. You achieve it. So an achievement award is an award that celebrates all the things that you have done. And that's what this is. It's a lifetime achievement award, an award for everything he's done in his life from this group, the Game Developers Choice Awards.
Yeah, now the question the article asks is, how does he do it? Well, we learn his secret in the last paragraph. How does he achieve all this success? Well, first of all, we can learn a little bit about what kind of personality Miyamoto has. It says here that he's a perfectionist. A perfectionist is a person who's not satisfied until everything is just right or perfect. And sometimes they're very hard to please. It can be difficult if you have a friend or someone in your family or if you're a perfectionist yourself, because it's hard to ever be happy with what you do.
Right, and he is notorious for delaying the release of new games until they are just right. So this is how he expresses himself as a perfectionist. This is where we can really see it. He is really notorious for doing this. He delays the release of new games until he thinks they are just right. When you are notorious, it means that everybody knows you. It's kind of like being popular, except having this word notorious be used to describe you means that you're popular, but maybe not for such a good thing. For example, we might talk about really famous criminals, bad people, as being notorious, the notorious criminal. Now, this is today's Word Power Word, so let's go ahead now and take another look at this word.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Word Power. My name is Joe, and today we learned that the video game designer Shigeru Miyamoto is notorious for delaying the release of new video games until they are just right. If someone is notorious for doing something, it means that it is widely known that this is something that they do. Often, this adjective has negative connotations, meaning that whomever the word is being used to describe is known for doing something or being something that isn't good. For example, in literature, we will often hear descriptions such as the notorious pirate or the notorious bank robber. However, the word notorious doesn't necessarily have to mean that whatever the person does is all that bad, as is the case with Shigeru Miyamoto. When we say that he is notorious for delaying the release of video games, it shows that he is committed to quality. Therefore, we can see that the word doesn't have to be associated with something negative all the time. In addition to this adjective form, we also have the adverb notoriously, which can be added to any action which we think is bad. For example, we might say the pirate notoriously sank every ship in his path. All right, that's all the time we have for today's Word Power. Thanks for listening.
Okay, now what is it he's notorious for? He delays the release of new games until they are just right. Well, I don't see anything wrong with that, Stephanie.
No. As a game lover that you are, Bill, you would love your games to be perfect before you bought them. I think it's a good thing to have if you're a businessman, if you're a perfectionist. Your things will sell much better on the market.
I think the idea is that he's notorious for doing this because maybe people feel frustrated, like, oh, come on, it's good enough. You don't have to delay the release. If you delay something, you make it take a longer time than people expected until it's finished. And that's what happens. Before you release the game or send it out to sell and have people play, Miyamoto will say, well, wait, I want to change something here. It's not quite right. In fact, he explains, when I have an idea, I just don't get it out of my head until it is done the way I want it to be, he said. Okay, so he has an idea for a game, and he can't forget about it and move on to the next project until it's exactly like he wants it. So he delays the release until it's just right.
I don't think that's a bad thing, actually. He just needs to hire people who think the way he does. Well, the secret to his success is that he's always looking to expand Nintendo's audience. When you expand something, you make it bigger. You try to grow it. And he does this by using what he calls his WIFO-meter. Now, a meter is some sort of measuring device. It allows you to see how good or bad something is. And here, it's something his wife's measuring, it sounds like.
Right. The meter can be like for temperature, for distance, for anything like that. And it sounds like his wife will say, oh, I give that one an 8 out of 10. Or maybe, oh, that's a 2 out of 10. We need to change it. So the secret to his success is that he tries to expand the audience by actually getting his wife interested. And his wife isn't normally a video game player, so he wants to get people like her interested, which means you expand the audience. You make it bigger. So if his wife is interested in a game he develops, he knows he has something good. He knows he has a game that many people out there will want to play.
He sure does. Well, no one knows exactly what the future of gaming will be. We don't know where video games are going to be in the future. I mean, who knows what sort of equipment's going to be invented, say, even 5 years from now. But we can be sure that Miyamoto is going to continue to help inspire kids and adults like Bill who are out there playing games.
That's right. He'll do it by providing new worlds and new ways waiting to be explored. New worlds in his games, new stories that you can get interested in and play the characters of, and new ways to do that. Kind of like the Wii was a new way. I mean, what would be next? I guess you'd have to wear special glasses and maybe gloves that make it feel like when you touch something in the game, you can actually feel it on your hands.
How about maybe a set of clothes that you wear and even little moves that you make are recorded on the screen?
Ooh, that'd be cool. Or how about this? Mm-hmm. How about you just put a wire into the back of your head and it just goes click, and then all you can see, hear, feel, taste, and touch is the game.
I don't think I want other people knowing what's in my brain all the time, though.
But this is what the world is all about. Didn't you see that movie, The Matrix?
Yeah, but it was scary.
Yeah, we're not talking Matrix here. We're talking Nintendo, Shigeru Miyamoto, a great game designer who we all would like to thank for the fun that he has brought us. Well, let's go ahead now and wrap up our show with some Chinese explanation.
在第三段的一开头的句子写着 Miyamoto's contributions have not gone unnoticed. 这里的名词 contribution 其实指的就是贡献，动词 contribute to 就是对什么有贡献。而这里呢，我们要特别提的是 unnoticed 这个字，在这里 unnoticed 用来当作是主词补语，所以它是以形容词的方式来呈现，请千万不要用副词哦，因为我并不是修饰前面的动词。另外常用的用法，举个例子来说， John came back safe and sound， 在这里说的就是约翰平安无事的回来了，所以约翰回来的时候，他当时呢，我们就补充说明一下他的情形，所以用的是形容词 safe and sound。 接着我们来看的呢，是在第四段的第三个句子，他写着 When I have an idea, I just don't get it out of my head until it is done the way I want it to be。 首先呢，我们要注意到在文章当中，当我们看到 not 点点点 until， 中文啊就要翻成直到怎么样才怎么样。另外我们要看的是这个片语咯， get something out of one's head， 代表的呢就是不再去想的意思。所以当我们讲到它的相反词相信或者是想起什么东西，我们就可以用 take it into one's head。 所以这一句的翻译呢，要请同学仔细的看，其实 not until 翻成直到怎么样才怎么样，所以呢配合在一起，这一句就解释成为直到呢这个东西以我要完成的方式呈现出来，我才能够不再想它。而后面的 the way I want it to be， 其实以怎么样的方式来呈现呢， the way 前面省略掉一个介系词 in。
Okay, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
Notable. J.K. Rowling is a notable author who has written the classic Harry Potter series. Imaginary. The child has an imaginary friend that only he can see. Launch.The launch of Apple's iPhone was just a few months ago. Contribution. Mrs. Maxwell was honored for her many contributions to the school's drama program. Notorious. Mark was notorious for being extremely difficult to work with because he was a perfectionist. Expand. Dan has decided to expand her business overseas.
All right, listeners, there you have it, Shigeru Miyamoto. Maybe this story has inspired you, especially if you are interested in video games. You know, there's like a whole industry, including university programs, where you major in making video games, Stephanie.
I know. I used to have someone who worked for me, and he quit his job at my company to go start designing video games. That was his dream job.
I think that would be a lot of fun. I mean, you just get to sit around imagining new worlds and playing games. Sounds like the job for me. Well, listeners, be sure to join us next time on Landmark English. Until then, I'm Bill.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.